From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. Legislation pre-filed in the Missouri House would allow gun owners to sue businesses that ban firearms on their properties if they're wounded in a robbery or assault at that business. It's sponsored by GOP Representative-elect Nick Schroer of St. Charles County.
So the language of the bill would not require a business owner to act or refrain from acting in any way. All it would really do is attach a certain liability to decisions that they would make. Let's say if they mopped the floor, didn't put up a wet floor sign, and somebody slipped and fell, there's consequences to that business decision.
The proposal would not affect local governments or college campuses that operate as gun-free zones. Schroer says he hopes it will lead to a decrease in such zones across Missouri. Three teenagers are in custody in the armed robbery of the wife of Missouri Governor-elect Eric Greitens, who says it's a good thing police got to them before he did. Eric and Sheena Greitens spoke at a brief news conference yesterday. Sheena Greitens was robbed at gunpoint Monday while in her car outside a coffee shop in St. Louis. She was not harmed. Police say the suspects also stole a car, used it in another attempted robbery, and broke into another car. Police were able to track the cell phone taken in the break-in to the suspect's vehicle, which crashed during a brief chase. The suspects are ages 14, 15, and 19. Eric Greitens says he's glad police got to them first, but neither he nor spokesman would elaborate. The University of Missouri chapter of the Delta Upsilon fraternity will be suspended until at least the fall of 2018 after repeated violations to fraternity and university policy as well as state law. Delta Upsilon International announced the suspension yesterday, citing incidents at three parties this semester. All operations of the Columbia chapter have stopped indefinitely, and members are suspended from activities. Jacob Farkas, the vice president of public relations for MU Interfraternity Council, says that students living in the fraternity house will soon need to find other housing.
The undergraduate members that are going to be living in the home right now can stay there until the spring semester, but obviously they can't represent Delta Upsilon, or it's kind of like an individual basis lease per member that's living inside the house.
The fraternity's international board of directors says the suspension is not related to a September incident at the fraternity house, when members of the Legion of Black Collegians reported that people shouted racist and sexist slurs at them. Rather, the board cited repeat violations of policies as the reason for suspension. The St. Louis Symphony is basking in a Grammy Award nomination announced yesterday. Violinist Leah Josefowitz was nominated for Best Classical Instrumental Solo for her performance on composer John Adams' Scheherazade Point 2. Music director David Robertson conducted the winning recorded performance in February of last year. The symphony is not directly nominated for this award. The orchestra has been nominated at least 57 times and has won 7 Grammys, most recently in 2015 for its recording of Adams's City Noir. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.